And good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our community connection right here on K1, the one you trust, the lovely Miss Tina. That must mean we've got a big event coming up, and I think I know what it is. Whenever you show up, something big's about to happen.
Well, thanks, Tom. Yeah, I'm kind of a big deal, right?
Yes, no, you are. Kidding. You're very much a big deal around
just
here.
Just kidding. So we have, I know if you're following us on Facebook, you can see my poster,
yeah,
and you might see the billboards around town, but we are having the Interstate Farm and Home Show, and that will be Friday, March 26th, and Saturday, March 27th.
Uh-huh.
So Friday, we open at 1, and then we run to the evening to 7, and then Saturday, we open at 8:30 and go to 4. So we'll be there all day Saturday, and most of Friday evening, and we're going to have a good time.
Well, very good. Hold up that poster once again. I don't think the camera quite got that.
You don't think it got it? Well,
there
here we
you go.
How about this?
Boom! Right there!
Bam!
Right
so
there,
if you're watching us on Facebook, we are showing you the poster. If you're not watching us, then you can go to our website, BartlesvilleRadio.com, and over on the right side, there's a little click-through ad. You can click that. Go to our farm show website, and it'll have a list of all of our vendors that are participating,
mm-hmm.
and it has links to all of their websites as well.
Good deal.
So if you want to check out the cars at Roman's, go check out the cars at Roman's. So we want to thank them. They are Roman Chevrolet in Buick in Independence.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also check out different cars from Quality Motors and Quality Toyota. So they're all going to be there at the show. They're going to bring some cars. Roman's Outdoor Power going to bring some tractors. They have Kubotas that are awesome.
You know, there are folks who, I swear, I always know somebody who goes up there and they come back with a Kubota.
Well, yeah.
That's at least three people I know who've done that in the last 2 years.
And you get a good deal.
That's what they said.
Everybody at the show, most of our vendors, they have free stuff. They mm-hmm. have drawings. They have giveaways. They have special discounts.
Uh-huh.
So it's definitely worth the while to go. You get a fantastic goodie bag that has coupons in it.
Uh-huh.
And you can sign up to win $500.
$500!
Each day, we give away, at the end of the day, $500. So
sweet.
If you want to come Friday and you want to come Saturday, then you're entered twice.
That is so great. Now, the way we have this set up, we have two huge gymnasiums there at Nellis Hall.
Yes.
And
Coffeyville Community College campus.
And you want to talk about spacious. And everything is safely lined out. And our friends, hold up the little thing from TrueSafe. There you go, for you folks watching in color radio. It's blue and orange and white. Jeff Lazinski and TrueSafe will have a lot of sanitizer there. And you can also ask them about the masks, too.
That's right. We're going to try to keep you as safe as possible. You know, we do ask that you respect your neighbors. And, you know, you can wear a mask. They are highly encouraged. And bring your sanitizer if you want. We'll have sanitizer for you. It smells so good, Tom. It's different. It's bottled here in Oklahoma,
mm-hmm.
right here in town. And we want to support local. And that's what the farm show is all about. Supporting
indeed
our local and our small business guys and even our large business guys. You know, we want to support our community and our surrounding area. And, you know, we have other people coming in from other areas as well, I think,
mm-hmm.
even as far as New York. So
that's what I hear.
Yeah, Cutco will be back with us this year, and
sweet.
They have some amazing knives.
Yes,
so
indeed.
I like to cook,
mm-hmm.
and everybody knows if you like to cook, you need a good knife. So
and you do. You're
yeah,
kinda
they're
lost
pretty
without
fantastic.
It.
They're pretty fantastic. So.
Everything from the wine and elderberry people to
yep.
swimming holes to cars to outdoor equipment. If it goes in your home, if it goes in your barn, if it goes in your yard. If you work with it on the ranch or farm, it's going to be there. So how many vendors do we have at all? I know we're still adding them.
I think we're around 80.
Yeah, that's pretty darn good.
I also want to say, Tom, if it goes on your body, because we have advanced body scan out of Tulsa coming.
Sweet.
And, you know, if you have some genes in your family that you might be a little bit worried about with cancer or some other kind of tumors or anything like that, they can scan your body and they can do amazing things and give you some warning signs, give you some preventatives that you need to take care of.
Ooh.
So this is an amazing booth. Stop by, check them out. If there's any question in your mind about your health, mm-hmm. they can sure help you out, and it's pretty cool.
And I know that we also have people that look out not only for your health, but your financial health that'll be out there, too.
That's true. Sandman Financial will be there. We have some Farm Bureau Financial Services that will be there. We have all the agricultural people, if you need some advice on your finances with your agricultural business, they can help you with your different insurances and things like that. We have some bank institutions that can help you with things like that. Community National Bank will be there. I know that they do a lot of that kind of thing. So
this is kind of like a one size fits all mall for y'all.
That's right.
I can't say that twice.
We have inside, we have outside, we have implements, we have different things for the kids, mm-hmm. we have things for mom, and we have things for dad, and it's going to be a great time.
My 13-year-old wants to know, are you going to bring the mini cow again?
The mini cow will be here, yes. Kenzie's going to be bringing Lily, mm-hmm. and Lily, she lost her mama.
Aww.
So when she was born, shortly after she lost her mama, and Kinsey's been bottle feeding her, and I think Lily thinks she's a dog, because mm-hmm. Lily and Remy have a good time playing around,
uh-huh.
but Lily has recently been kind of under the weather,
uh-huh.
but I think she's back to the road to recovery, so I think she'll be there,
good.
And we're excited to have her. She's TikTok famous, if you don't know,
uh-huh.
Mini Cowgirl on TikTok. Go look at her little... I don't know how TikTok works.
Neither
Tom.
Do I.
So I don't really know if I should say page, or I don't really know how to direct you to that. But she has some.
If you have a teenager in your house, they'll
tell you what it is. She has some silly antics that she does with the calves and the farm animals, mm-hmm. and she's hilarious. So we definitely welcome her back, and I love her. So we also have some other dogs coming. Some mm-hmm. dogs that are actually dogs, not cows that think they're dogs. But we have. Dogs from
Harkies. canine instead of bovine canine.
That's right.
There you go.
Some Harkies Heaven, and they have little puppies.
Uh-huh.
And if you need to adopt a puppy, then come by and check it out. You can check out their Facebook group on our vendor page.
Uh-huh.
And that's, you go to BartlesvilleRadio.com on the right side, click through to the Interstate Farm and Home Show, go to our participating vendor,
uh-huh.
and you can scroll down and find her and click on that, and you can go see her puppies.
There you go.
And you can see any of the other vendors as well. So, we have from taxidermy to website design. So, I mean, we have such a wide variety of businesses that are coming. There truly is something for everybody. There's lots of things to look at. Just keep your social distance and be respectful of others.
And have fun.
We're going to have a good time.
We certainly are. It is big enough to spread out. That is true. But, boy, I tell you what, you're going to see a lot of folks that, chances are you're going to bump into your neighbor or maybe a family member there. That's for sure. I do want to remind everybody it's March 26th, 27th. That's a Friday, Saturday. Mm-hmm. And it will be at Nellis Hall at Coffeyville Community College campus right there in Coffeyville, right off the main drag. Just take a left.
You can't miss it.
There you go. And this is really going to be a lot of fun. Now, the door prize is $500 each day up for grabs. But I understand we have other door prizes, too, plus the vendors as well.
We do. We have lots of different prizes that we give away. And then all the vendors that come through, they have the opportunity to give us a door prize to give away. And we will be doing that
mm-hmm.
Throughout the day and then at the end of the day as well. And we will give you a call. You do not have to be present to win. So if mm-hmm. you want to come stay for a couple hours and go, then that's fine. I'll call you and you can come to a station and pick it up, whatever station fits you better, because mm-hmm. we partner, of course, with our Coffeyville station. So if you're from there, then you can go there.
Sweet. That is really, really
cool. We try to make it as convenient as possible. It's going to be a great time. And, I mean, what else are you going to do that day?
You got snacks?
We do have some snacks. La Colonia will be there. We also have the soccer team
uh-huh.
from the college. They do the concession stand each year, and all the proceeds go to the soccer team. So we enjoy helping out the kids, and they help us out as well with setup and tear down. So we appreciate them, and we have they have hamburgers, and they're so good.
They are. They really are.
They grill them out front, and you smell them all day. They're so good.
Yes, yeah. Indeed. And by the way, if you're looking for a grill, the swimming holes folks got grills, too.
Yeah, they do. They have the green eggs, and then they have those Traeger grills. And
either one is
man
fantastic.
Absolutely.
And so, yeah, we got something for everyone, that's for sure. So, yeah, we're going to be busy that weekend.
We are busy.
Yeah, I know you are busy right now because you're lining this all up. She's got her little scorecard here where she's filling in the numbers and the booths and everything else of everybody who's going to be there and make sure that they're all taken care of and ready to roll. And I'll be up there on Saturday to do the Green Country Gardener Show and Tech Talk as well. Now, yep. Charles Miller always takes something home with him.
Yeah. So. I mean, everybody does.
I know. He just can't help himself.
We will be broadcasting live. Uh-huh. We will be interviewing all the vendors as well. So if you can't make it, tune in and you can hear a little bit about all the vendors that are there. And yes, as you mentioned, Tom, I am working on the map. So when you come in, you're going to get your goodie bag and you're going to get a map. And if you don't remember and you think, oh, what was that booth I went to and I really liked them, go back and get your map.
Yeah.
And say, okay, well, I know where they were, and then you can just cross-reference that and then go to our website and you can find them. So, you know, make sure you grab a business card, but if by chance you don't, you always have that map to reference. That's so make sure you hang on to it. And yeah,
that's pretty handy. Now, folks, yeah, it is big. It is a big, but you don't need a GPS to get around.
Nope.
You just need our little guide, our little map guide, and you'll be fine.
You'll be fine. Tammy does a really good job at laying things out, so it all makes sense, and we appreciate her for that. And we hope you come out and, you know, just have a good time. Mm-hmm. Everybody's ready to get out and move around and have fun.
Once again, March 26th, March 27th, Nellis Hall, Coffeyville Community College in Coffeyville. And I understand they finally got the street work done.
Yes.
Thank goodness.
Yes. Last year, I forgot, we did have a little bit of a construction congestion there. But yeah, the streets are open up and it looks really nice. And they've done a real good job with that. So we're happy to have that open.
All right. Hey, Miss Tina, thank you. And Thanks, Tom. We always say, whenever she shows up, it is a big deal because Miss Tina is a big deal. We've got more on the way. Our program today has been brought to you by Tallgrass Motors and Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home right here on K1, the one you trust.
Maybe this is the year that you resolve to purchase a headstone for that family member that has been without one. Or maybe you've resolved to take care of prearranging your own funeral service so your family won't have to make decisions at a difficult time. Whatever the need is, Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home and Cremation Service has been there helping Green Country families for almost 100 years.